let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. From noted humor author Alex Gall, Humor and Witticisms 101 Plus, original humor and witticisms, short, clean jokes plus occasional puns, and some creative essays on diverse topics, Walmart, charitable mailings, playing cards, how not to button a shirt, hugs, how to make a peanut butter sandwich, and Greta Garbo. Alex has had a diverse life, shoeshine, a newspaper boy, cub and boy scout, mechanical engineer and army soldier, test director of Army non-ordnance equipment at Aberdeen Proving Ground in Maryland, a section chief 28 years of test technicians and engineers, a pilot program, Army Management Staff College with over 3,200 class hours on many topics, presently retired and, as he says, vegetating, also the author of Jokes 101, Jokes 102, Jokes 103, Conservative Views 101 Plus, and now author of Humor and Witticisms 101 Plus, Alex Gall, our guest on This Week in America. Alex, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Oh, thank you so much. What a wonderful introduction. Did I do all that?
That was your life, and I'm wondering, mechanical engineer and humorist, sort of a different combination there. When did humor start being an important part of your life?
I found out in high school I like to tell stories, and I usually tell them without, you know, too much laughing. I'm more of a deadpan and sort of like Buster Keaton. And
yes.
People started laughing. I don't know. I didn't really pursue it too much. I developed more and more. When I became a supervisor, you have to entertain people and get along with them. You have to become part of like a team. And it's best if you... If you can keep your people smiling, people that work with you, keep them happy on their job, make them feel like they're part of the organization. And so I always liked trying to keep people happy.
It's interesting because humor is more than just getting somebody to laugh. There's a feeling that goes with it on the part, I think, of the person that's listening to the humor and the humorist, in this case, in Alex. When you get somebody to laugh, maybe you take a tense situation or somebody you see that's having a difficult day and you give them a joke or two and leave them smiling. That has to make you feel good as well, doesn't it?
Yes, I do. I always remember my barber told me, I says... When there's we got into problems at work, you know, I would usually say, my barber used to tell me, 20 years ago I was a bum, now look at me. And I'd bring that out in the middle of, it didn't make any sense, but it did break the ice, and it did help us get through some sticky situations. And I never forget my barber. He was a great guy, an old Italian fella, was loved the horse races, and I used to listen to him tell him stories. He used to ride a bicycle, and he'd tell me that line, and it was funny to me because he was a barber, and when he said 20 years ago he was a bum, now look at him. Well, he was a barber, you know. He's not a rocket scientist, and he had a good sense of humor, self-deprecating sense of humor, and yes. I always loved the guy.
Well, the wit and witticisms of the and wisdom of the barber probably a lot of laughs if you just listen closely to what they say. With us on the program is Alex Gall, author of a number of humor books, including Humor and Witticisms 101 Plus. In, I believe it's Jokes 102, you say, during your lifetime, you will be meeting a lot of people in your extended journey and travels. The quickest and easiest way to make a favorable impression is to possess a quick, tactful, and ready wit, or possess a good sense of clean humor. And then you go ahead and give us some examples. Talk about the importance of that, because as I mentioned, with all of your varied work background, I'm sure the sense of humor came in real handy sometimes in training people, getting their attention, and being able to work closely with them.
Yes, people like humor. I don't know why, but it just seems I never cared for watching horror movies. I'd like to always watch something that was entertaining and humorous and slapstick even. And I couldn't understand how people liked the horror movies. I liked Abbott and Costello Meet Dracula or
Oh,
something like that,
yes.
but nothing where it frightened me. And so I can appreciate people liking it, but it wasn't me. So
Who were some of your influences? You mentioned Abbott and Costello. As you were growing up, I mean, obviously something clicked. You like what you were hearing, seeing from these people. Who were some of the people that shaped Alex Gall and who you are today as a writer and a
well,
humorist?
I used to listen to the radio. Well, when I was growing up, I'm in my I'm a senior citizen. I used to listen to Fred Allen and Bob Hope
Yes.
and Red Skelton. We used to watch Red Skelton. Fred Allen, I remember he said he's sort of more cerebral, and nobody seems to know him anymore. But he said something I always liked. It's not very funny, but I like it. He says, "What? There was a New England town that was so dull that one night the tide went out and never came back."
I
And
like
he
that.
just had
Yes.
that kind of a sense of humor that appealed to me. Let's see. That's the kind of humor. Oh, I ha here's a joke I was thinking about this morning in bed. I said, "I think the Statue of Liberty loves me." She said she told me that she's been carrying a torch for me for years.
Our guest of the program is humorist Alex Gall. You'll find all of these crazy humorous thoughts of Alex in his book, Humor and Witticisms 101 Plus, plus the other books that I mentioned. Books available at Amazon. You can link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And all of these books, again, a wide variety of humor. And Alex, the nice thing is you're not going to offend anybody. I mean, in talking about you're saying that we come across so many people in life and it gives us an opportunity. It's an icebreaker. And you're talking about clean humor. That's really important to you, isn't it? You're not going to read anything in one of your books that's going to offend anybody.
No, I have. For example, I was looking here at my section on medicine. I says they made so many claims. So I made fun of them. I says our pills will improve your memory but allow you to forget paying your bills. Let's see. Our pills will make you stronger. You may be able to lift small buildings if they are extremely small. I like to I try to be creative and I don't try to take anybody's material. And it comes in spurts. It just
Oh,
I get
yes.
I'll write 20 or 30 jokes within a 20-minute period, and then I can't think of anything for a long time.
Well, how do you think of the jokes? You mentioned the medicine, so suddenly you're getting all of these ads, you're
Well,
seeing all of these ads.
I was
Okay.
getting all these besides charity. Oh, here's I wrote one on charity. I got one charity that was so urgent that on the envelope it said open yesterday.
We can all relate to getting those. Yes.
Yeah.
Alex Gall with us on the program, talking about his book, Humor and Witticisms 101 Plus. A lot of great stories in there, essays that I mentioned, that type of thing you'll find in the book. How do you choose the topics? When you sat down to write Humor and Witticisms 101 Plus, did you have a pretty good idea where you were going to go, or was that just a sort of a broad stroke and
Well,
then you filled it in?
in the one book I bought a book on idioms. Those are things used every day. People don't think about it. It's just expressions. I just took them. I went through it and I turned them all around, and so that the idioms turned out to be funny. I don't have a plan other than to. It's good to have something that you could use as a basis of your story. And
Yes.
if I read something and I'll see some humor in it. I'll write it down as quickly as I can, because I can tell you I agonize that I thought of something very funny last night, and I can't think of it today. I was in bed, and I didn't have anything to write with. And by the time I woke up in the morning, the idea was gone. And it seemed to be very funny when I thought about it. But
funny at the time.
It's elusive.
Well, and I was going to ask you about that. Do you keep a file, a collection of thoughts and ideas? Maybe something you haven't really developed now.
No,
but,
no, I do not.
So it's all in your mind.
I do not keep. No, I just store everything in my head, and it's in my subconscious. And when I see something, it'll trigger a memory or a thought that I had years ago, or something that I read recently. Or if I watch something on TV and it disturbs me, I'll write an essay about it. That's how I got to write Conservative Views 101. I found things I wrote about Donald Trump. I wrote about removal of Confederate statues. I wrote about stop and frisk, ACLU, eminent domain. I wrote a lot about a lot of contentious topics. I didn't mind tackling them. The more controversial they were, the better I liked it. I wrote about charitable contributions. I wrote about the ACLU. Very controversial topics, and I didn't try to offend anybody. The book was sent out, and someone rated it 4 out of 5 stars, so it was my first political book. I gave it to one gentleman, and he said he can't wait to read my second one. It was the best one he ever read on politics, and. But that was the last one I wrote about that. I don't have any. I don't have a new one. I'm not upset about that many things anymore.
Well, and the topics still resonate today. Some of the topics you just went through there from the from Alex's book, Conservative Views 101 Plus. And again, all of these you'll find at Amazon. Talk a little bit about structuring a joke. You get, and a lot of people get funny ideas, and they want to say something, but in telling it or writing it down, they lose it. You've got to find the right word.
I read a lot of joke books, and a lot of them deteriorate. They'll end up with obscene things. And,
yes. Yes.
I don't care for that. I try to avoid all those things, and I just try to. Something will strike me funny. It'll be on television, or I'll read it in a book, and I'll get an idea and I'll run with it. And it just depends on the topic. They come very easily. Once I get started, there's no stopping me. I prefer to have a book like a book on idioms, or I don't like to take anybody's joke, because it puts an idea in my mind, and it's not a fresh idea. It's somebody else's idea, and I don't want that. I want something original, and I want it short. And I can read a joke, and I can read the first line, and I can tell you most of the time what the punchline is. Because the fellow will write a whole page about a joke, and I get down to the bottom of the page. They try to embellish it and try to make it better, but I've read the joke before. And I know the joke, and I don't try to write very long things. I'm sort of a Henny Youngman guy. Henny Youngman, I love the guy because he's he went to the doctor, says, "Doctor, I broke my leg in 3 places. What should I do?" The doctor says, "Stay out of those 3 places."
I love it. Henny Youngman. That's a great example of Henny Youngman's work. It's just, it's quick, it's there. And he went through so much material. You'd watch him on Carson, and he would go through, a ton of material in a short set.
I like him. I like Rodney Dangerfield.
Oh, same thing. Same thing.
Henny Youngman had another great line, because my wife passed away recently, several months ago. And
sorry to hear that.
We had that joke that we both like. He's Henny Youngman told, he says, "My wife and I were happy for 21 years, and then we met."
I could see that one coming. That sounds like Henny Youngman.
There's another one a friend of mine told me. His name was Sidney. He's an old guy. He says, my wife and I were married for 57 years. He says, the happiest 3 years of my life.
The guest on the program today is Alex Gall. His book, and his book reads just like this. I mean, you're not going to have to sit and spend hours reading this. It's good to pick up from time to time when you need a little pick me up during the course of the day. The book specifically we're talking about is Humor and Witticisms 101 Plus. Talk about politics, because we really are maybe more so than ever a divided nation. Do you try to stay clear of politics? We talked about the Conservative Views 101 Plus book out
there.
Yeah,
I try to steer clear of politics. Yeah. I have some jokes on politics. I'd have to turn to them, but I don't want to offend anyone. I'm an independent. My parents were Democrats, and I was a Democrat for a while until I went into the Army, where I came out and I became an independent because I didn't want to be tied to anything. The problem in Maryland here is you cannot vote in the primary as an independent. You have to either be a Democrat or a Republican.
Okay.
So you're sort of disenfranchised in a way as an independent, but I still want to be independent. I have voted for Democrats. I have voted for Republicans. It all depends on who the person is. If I like him, I think he's got the best interests of the people in the country at heart, I'll vote for him, regardless of who he is. And unless he's a communist, then I won't vote for him.
Yes. With us on the program, Alex Gall. We're talking about his humor books, The Latest Humor and Witticisms 101 Plus. All the books are available at Amazon. If you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you can link on directly to the tab that will take you to all of Alex's books. Let's talk a little bit about what lies ahead for you. You've got so many ideas. Working on a new book at the current time?
What was that again?
Yeah, working on a new book.
Yeah, I have. I wrote it about 6 months ago. I put it aside. I've gotten about 60 pages of jokes. Now I'm going to include a couple of essays. I'm trying to think of what to write. I wrote an essay, a tribute to my late wife. I think that was it's just wonderful. I want to memorialize her.
Yes.
And we were married 57 years. And it was the happiest period of my life, and I was very fortunate to marry somebody that was a wonderful person who concerned herself mostly with helping other people. She became, we were married Catholic. She became a Seventh-day Adventist, and I thought I like Seventh-day Adventists. They're very, very wonderful people. She concentrated on helping people. If there ever was a person who helped people that were in need, she gave them clothes and food at Christmas time and Thanksgiving, and the church did as well. And she set an example for me. I quit smoking by her, and I got off of unclean foods. They strictly go by what's in the Bible. They celebrate their Sabbath is Saturday, so we couldn't do anything on Saturday, no work. And and she passed away. It was very, very disheartening for me, and I've been trying to recover, grieving ever since. So,
well, I'm so sorry to hear of her loss, and what a legacy and what fond memories you have of her. And I guess you hold on to those and cherish those moments, those years, decades that you had together. And I'll be anxious to read the essay.
I was very lucky to have her in my life. And she came over from Hungary during the revolution in 1956. Her and her brother escaped, and he moved to Illinois, near Indiana. I've been there. And she moved to New Jersey, where I met her through my mother's had a friend, and they were friends with this young lady. And she was all by herself. And when I saw her, I just fell in love with her. That was it for me. And then I decided to get married. I guess I was about 25. And we had a very, very good life together. And
What a great decision you made back 50-some years ago. And I just
in my book, I dedicated, I said to my wife, Anna, the best thing that ever happened to me. And in one book, I put down, Words Cannot Do Her Justice as a dedication. So I never argued with her. Here's a joke. He says, I never struck her unless it was on self-defense.
I'll be anxious to read the essay that you're going to write about her. And
I have it typed. I'm in the process of correcting it. I have a young lady named Christine Cooney. She does my typing for me. She's wonderful, and I'm going to try to fit it into my new book. But the book is probably going to be about 6 or 7 months away. It takes a long time to write it and process it. Although the writing doesn't take long, it's just coming up with the ideas and.
Yes.
As you use up ideas, fresh ones are harder to come by.
Well, you've done such an excellent job and made so many people laugh and make them feel better about life and themselves in your books. Jokes 101, Jokes 102, Jokes 103, Conservative Views 101 Plus, and the book we're talking about today, Humor and Witticisms 101 Plus. Alex Gald has been our guest on the program. Again, the books are available at Amazon. You can get all of them there. They're easy reads. They're fun reads. They'll give you something to that you can use in real life. If you encounter a situation where you need to maybe say something to warm up the room a little bit, bring a smile to somebody's face, you can do that. Alex, you were saying as we were talking before the interview, you go to the grocery store, they expect a joke before you leave. That's something they look forward to when they see Alex come in the grocery store.
Yes, most of the people are working, you know, all day long and sometimes till 9 o'clock at night, and they're tired and they're bored and they want to go home. And I'll come in and I'll tell them a couple of jokes, and I says, like one, for example, I always tell, it's, I don't know how funny it is. I says, when I buy parsley, I'll say to the lady, you know what's green and dances? And she says, no. I says, Elvis Parsley. It's kind of dumb, but, you know, it's appropriate for the moment, you know, when I have parsley.
Yes, and it's not real cerebral. Everybody can understand that. And they groan a little bit and think, oh, my God, I can't believe he said that. And they chuckle all the way home as they're thinking about it. Or get home and we'll tell somebody in the house or a friend that you can't believe what this guy said in the grocery store today. It's so silly, it's funny. And has to bring a smile to someone's face. Alex, it really has been a pleasure having you with us on the program and talking about your five books and looking forward to the next humor book. Again, Alex.
Well, I can't believe it went so fast. I got one on a medicine. Our founding fathers used our medicine. Of course, they're all dead now.
Yeah, a lot of good it did them. Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of good it did them. Well, they were naturally dead. They were 200 years ago.
But yes. Humor like that you'll find in Alex's book that will bring a smile to your face. Humor and Witticisms 101 Plus, the book we're talking about. There's other books I mentioned, Jokes 101, Jokes 102, Jokes 103, Conservative Views 101 Plus, all available at Amazon. Alex, once again, thank you for being with us on the program. Stay in touch. Hopefully we can do this again.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been my pleasure.
You are welcome. Alex Gall, our guest. All the information on Alex and his books on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.